If you are too young to remember the name George Tirebiter, or too old to forget it, if Porgy and Mudhead are a blur in memory or a vaguely threatening phrase, if the slogan Shoes for Industry provokes flashbacks or merely a shrug, then you'll welcome the next item. We invited the four members of the Fire Sign Theater to dish out some of their surreal brand of humor.
And our president, a man not easily fooled by his key advisors, warns of untold thousands of trained killers lurking out there, hot-footing around the globe, threatening the American stranglehold on world wrestling and our cherished cable culture, thereby depressing the world market for plastic stuff from the evil empire of China. Well, this is Bill Untermutter speaking for all the nice news folks here at CNN No Evil. And for those of you just reading my lips on the treadmill, try to follow this. Taliban wacky man, Alabam Dar Es Tower Salam, on the lam in back Pakistan. All right, so long for me. Good night and good news all over the globe.
I'm Stuffed Prawn.
And I'm the little gimmick in his pocket, but Malmsy. And together we're...
The Grassroots Gourmet. We dined yesterday at Ye Pewter Tooth in Vicks Rub, Virginia. Billed as an authentic Revolutionary War restaurant, so I hope you wouldn't have to bite the bullet.
Hee-hee. It's housed in the former residence of Patriot Morris Sugar, who joked just before he was hung by the Brits, I regret I have but one lump to take for my country.
The feast begins with the maitre d' trotting past your table yelling, the hors d'oeuvres are coming, the hors d'oeuvres are coming, followed by a ragged-looking waiter covered in macaroni and bearing a Revereware pewter platter overflowing with an old English horse meat peppered with melon balls and shot through with muscatel.
I then ordered the Ben Franklin kebab, kite tails, French tomatoes, and Philadelphia mince skewered on a lightning rod and flash-fried in a rain.
Yum. I chose the melting pot pie, Scandinavian fish heads surrounded by new Irish potatoes and pasty English goose flesh, served with no upper crust in a Native American shell ground from the flour of our former youths.
For dessert, George Washington's favorite thin gray gruel topped with cherry pits and seedless hemp seeds.
Yes, Washington ate here. This is stuff.
And but
the grassroots gourmet. Ooh, another uprising.
It's 4th of July. There's a crisis in midterm America. While the specter of skeletal terror grins at us from every lamppost, an old figure, very well-loved, historic even, has reappeared, thrown his hat into the ring for a key House seat. In fact, he threw his head into the ring as well, the eyes bugging out as if on springs. Yes, the Duck, Daffy Duck, big star of an age long past, when thousands of women in Burbank drew repetitive pictures of him exploding instead of... however it is they do things nowadays. He's running. Running for his political life. Do you think he can succeed, I ask you, Tony Wallaby?
Well, Mick, according to last week's box office grosses, we Americans would rather have an Austrian with gigantic pecs rather than a cartoon duck starring for us in the Senate. And I say, good on
wait
to
minute,
them.
Wait a minute. Just because this canard isn't Austrian doesn't mean he isn't human. A duck has a heart, a gizzard, tasty legs.
Eat it a l'orange, Eleanor. A duck, a cartoon duck isn't human. That eliminates the human factor, and that's to his advantage, and I think he's got a real chance.
That's right.
He's wrong. All of you are wrong. The answer is he hasn't got a chance in hell. If he were a real duck, not a lot of drawings of a duck going by real fast, he might have a chance, politics being what they are. Next topic. Hold on in a handbasket. Top government officials in Washington will not leave their beds after the FBI announced that terrorists were said to be targeting, get this, anyone with over $1 million wearing a suit. Dick Cheney, undisclosed, laying low, the president himself said to live in his jammies. Query for all of you, can a government function effectively from bed, I ask you, Eleanor?
Well, Mick, I think this is just ridiculous. Huh? W would do a better job walking in his sleep. It's when he's awake that we've got a problem. Now, I don't care how much soft money he's got in his mattress.
Come on, I do all my best work in bed.
That's not what your old lady told me.
Tony.
Yeah?
Get a wife.
Eleanor is right.
All right.
Right. night, a sleeping bush gathers no moss. Big finish, group, patriotism, where are we? Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being Osama bin Laden and 10 being, say, The Rock. Andy.
2, Eminem.
Stupid. Eleanor.
5, Martha Stewart.
Ridiculous. Tony.
I'm going for a birdie with an 8, Tiger Woods.
You're in the rough on that one, Tony. You're all wrong. The answer is 11, Bill Maher, Super Patriot. Oh. That's it. Bye. Bye. Eleanor, you're driving me home.
All right, great. Okay, now next. Here at the Capitol Club, Beat Street Jack reading his latest poem, Famous Accountant School.
Go get him, Jack. Gone, 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 gone is the 20th century, when accounting was a drab and nerdy occupation for the little guy. Now the lid is off, the votes are in. There's Famous Accountant School. Learn to drive the big stealer dealers, sales tax evasion, offshore loan sharking, multiple cokehead re-entry bookkeeping, cookbooks, spend bucks, click here now. Incorporate in a warmer climate before it gets too hot at home. Haggle in the infra-thin, trade interstate emissions, hedge gas, futures, a virtual balance sheet, renter B. Get out of the pit and get onto the pendulum. It's all thrills. It's a closed course and you're a trained driver at Famous Accountant School. No one turned down. Confidentiality assured. Change your life today. Get all the perks, benefits, stock options, and admiration from your fellow men that comes with a high floor, multinational partnership, and a secure and immediate fiscal retirement plan. Hey, stop being a mock. Learn mock-to-market electrical three-prong Monty at Famous Accountant School. Click here now. No tests, no classes, no books or interviews. Click here now. Our skilled instructors have invaded prosecution for white-collar crimes and sought political payoffs for decades. Jump over the bright line. Click here now. Win your personal race to the bottom line. Click here now. Restate your revenue over and over and over again. Every time you slide, like rawhide, through a legal loophole at Famous Accountant School. So click here now.
Peter Bergman, Phil Proctor, David Ostman, and Phil Austin, otherwise known as the Firesign Theater.